بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يريد الله به خيرا يصب منه. رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو يسن in the chapter of patience, sabr, that a person should exercise patience, make sabr if any difficulty, hardship comes to him. So considering that the hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may yuridillahu bihi khayran, a person whom Allah wishes to do good with, Allah wants to favor that person, yusib minhu, then such a person, Allah afflicts him with calamities, with difficulties, with hardships. So this is the hadith, that whenever Allah wants to do good to a person, that is various aspects of doing good to a person. As we read in a hadith also, that who Allah wants to do good with, yufaqqihu fi deen. Allah gives him the good understanding, the knowledge of deen, that he can practice deen properly. Here it is that Allah Ta'ala will afflict him with difficulties and hardship. That is, Allah's relationship with various individuals are different. So when difficulties and hardship comes, and it is that Allah wants to do good to that person, Allah grants that person the sabr also on it. And he accepts it, and wholeheartedly he realizes it is from Allah, and by that Allah is forgiving his sins also. So he becomes happy with that also. Allah is elevating his position in the Akhirah. So with that also he becomes happy. Yeah, ulama have written that if we see somebody else in difficulties and hardships, then we should take it that Allah is forgiving that person's sin, Allah is giving him a higher position, etc. And when we have difficulties, the safer route is that we feel that it is because of my sins that I'm going through these difficulties and hardships. Normally, our attitude is normally that if we see somebody else in difficulty, we feel because the wrong that he has been doing. So now Allah is punishing him. And when we have difficulty, then we feel that Allah Ta'ala is elevating our position. Whereas the safer route is, if we see somebody else in difficulty, to make husna dhan and to feel and realize that Allah Ta'ala is raising that person's position. Allah wants to give him much more greater good in the year after. So therefore he's going through these difficulties and hardships. When we are going through difficulties and hardships, the safer route is that pride does not come into us in any way, that it is because of my sins that these conditions are coming. Also, ulama have written that when difficulties and hardships come to a person, then a person, if he accepts them nicely, happily, wholeheartedly, he has got sabr, it is from Allah Ta'ala, then this is a sign that it is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is raising his position, Allah is forgiving the sins that he might have committed. And if we fear or we object to it and we become restless, agitated, and we feel, why did this happen to me? It should have happened to somebody else. I don't deserve this. I'm a pious person. I observe Allah's commandment. Why did this happen to me? Then that is a sign that he is being punished for his sins. So we should choose the safer route. Every trial, tribulation, negative emotion, illness or death is a blessing for a believer. Whatever difficulties come, it for a believer, a person who believes in Allah and believes consequently in taqdeer as well, that it is from Allah Ta'ala, Allah has written this for me, and he accepts it as such wholeheartedly, then this is only good for him. In this world, it helps to draw a believer closer to Allah Ta'ala. We have seen many times a person who is away, far from the masjid, far from deen, but when difficulties came upon him, he turned to the masjid now. He started his ibadah. In fact, he even starts with tahajjud and is making dua to Allah. So those difficulties really brought him closer to Allah Ta'ala. And that is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Many times, because everything is going very smooth in our lives, everything is going how we would like it to go, then we don't think of Allah Ta'ala also. We don't make dua, we don't even perhaps come to the masjid. Now when difficulties come, now we turn to the masjid. That is also that person whom Allah wants to do good, so he turns to the masjid. He becomes righteous, so it's a great ni'mat. It is a blessing in disguise. It appeared to be a difficulty, but actually it was a blessing that now he came towards Deen. In the year closer to Allah Ta'ala, while in the year after, it obliterates a believer's sins. And for the year after, by these difficulties come, our sins are being forgiven. Augments his good deeds. His good deeds, he starts increasing and making more, and now more sincerely and with more devotion he makes his ibadat also. And it also elevates his status by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So a believer shouldn't find it upsetting and undesirable if difficulties and hard conditions come. But at the same time we are taught, we are beg of Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi d-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. That we ask for things to go smooth and nicely work for us. We are very weak for us to take these difficulties. It's not easy for us. So we ask for everything to go smooth and nicely. But if difficulties come, then for a believer he should exercise sabr and accept it wholeheartedly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.